Well, good morning. It's wonderful to be with you this morning. I bring the prayers and greetings of the church family from St. Andrew's in Kirkcaldy. We've enjoyed praying for you over the years and enjoyed your warm fellowship at various things we've had contact with. We've also enjoyed praying for Anne Grant and for John, and sadly missing them in our fellowship at the moment, but rest assured we have been praying for them also, and for Matthew and the family. Now, I've got something very special to show you this morning. It's something that I've prized, it's something that I really enjoy, it's something that I have on my shelf at home. Here it is. Oof, look at that. Look at that. Can anyone tell me what this is? What is that? Anyone see what that is?
The Queen Elizabeth 90th birthday.
It is. My favourite person in the whole wide world, the Queen Elizabeth 90th birthday coin. It's so special that it's even in a display cabinet case, because I really think this coin is precious and I want to look after this coin. And so I keep it on my shelf in pride of view so it can't get lost. So I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm going to put it in a very special and safe place whilst about to play our next game. Now, would anyone like to play a game of heads or tails as we're thinking about coins this morning? Is there anyone here that is good at flipping a coin? You look like you can flip a coin. Would you like to come to the front? Here we go. What's your name?
Noah.
Noah. So Noah, you need to turn around, look this way. You've got a coin there. And for those of us that want to, you can stand up and play heads or tails. And I'm going to ask you to either put your hand on your head or your hand on your bottom for a tail. And if Noah flips a coin and it lands on heads and your hand is on your head, then you stay stood up. But if your hand is on your bottom and on your tail, then you sit down. And we should find a winner by about two or three rounds. And there is an incentive. There is a Twix to gain out of this game. So if the pride of winning heads or tails in North Ferriby isn't enough, then there is a Twix involved as well. So if you'd like to stand up, if you'd like to do that game, you don't need to. And then Noah is going to flip his coin. So throw it in the air. And you need to decide. So hands on your head if you think it's a head. Hands on your tail, on your bottom if you think it's a tail. Noah, can you tell the congregation what that is?
It's a head.
It's a head. So if your hand is on your head, stay up. If you're on a tail, then sit down. Okay, one more go. 3, 2, 1, make the decision. Noah, throw it in the air. What is that, Noah? It's a tail, so if your hand is on your head, sit down. If your hand is on your bottom and it's a tail, then you stay and stood up. So how many have we got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 8 people still in line for a Twix. Who would have thought? Okay, 3, 2, 1, make your decision. Noah, back in the air. What is that?
Head.
It's a head, so if your hand's on your head, you're still in the game. Oh, we've still got some competitors. Okay, keep on going. 3, 2, 1, in the air. Decide which one you're going to do. What's that?
It's a tail.
It's a tail. We've got 3 people left still in line for a Twix. Who would have thought? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Tail.
It was a tail? Oh, no.
Noah gets the Twix.
I think Noah should get the Twix. He's been a fantastic heads or tails person. Well done, Noah. Thank you very much. So as I said, that's got us into the mood about thinking about coins this morning. Now, where is my special coin that I never, ever lose? What have I done with it? Oh, no. I can't believe this happened. I've only been in North Ferriby 10 minutes, and I've lost my coin, my precious Queen's 90th birthday coin. Oh, no. The thing is, that coin was very, very special to me. I've lost one of my favourite coins. Oh no. Well, I've got 2 options, haven't I, really? I could be unfaithful to the coin that I've looked after and think is very, very special and go, they're 10 a penny, not literally, but I'll find another coin someday and I can have that. Or I could be faithful to the coin. I could go out and find it and look around the church building and see where I've put it. Well, it was a very similar problem for a lady in Luke 15 that was in our Bible reading that Jesus told. He was telling a parable about the lost coin after he told the parable of the lost sheep. And sometimes we can get a little bit confused with parables, can't we? But basically, a parable is just there to as a story to help us understand what God is like. A parable is a story that helps us understand what God is like. And by looking at this parable of the lost coin, we'll find out something about us. The Bible will act as a mirror so we can see ourselves more clearly. But the Bible will also act as a, not telescope, a magnifying glass, helping us to see who God is more clearly as well. So you can either listen along to the parable that we had read, or you can turn back in your Bibles to page 1053, and we'll see this problem that this woman had that is similar to my problem, that she's lost a coin. Let's see what happens. So what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin? Oh no, she's lost a coin, very similar to me, and very similar to the parable we've had before. This time it's coins rather than sheep, and she started off with 10 coins as opposed to 100 sheep. And like my coin, her coin must have been very, very precious to her. Notice that they're not just normal coins, they are silver coins. But she could very easily have survived with her 9 remaining silver coins, couldn't she? Well, I wonder what you would do during this half term if you had 9 silver coins. Maybe you could still go to Hull for the day and go around the deep. You could probably still go for an ice cream in North Ferriby. You could probably still go across the Humber Bridge with 9 silver coins. I'm sure many of you as adults have lost coins in the past as well, down the back of your sofa. You could spend hours and hours on your hands and knees trying to find those 1 or 2 penny pieces that have managed to slip down the back of your sofa. So a lot of us, common sense says, I've lost a coin. I might as well leave it where it is. There's no point searching intently on my hands and knees for a long, long time trying to find a coin that isn't much value. You think yourself lucky that you've still got many other coins, that you don't need that one lost coin that you've lost. But Jesus says that this woman thinks and acts very differently to what common sense says that we should do. She acts very differently to the way of the world, doesn't she? So let's read again verse 8. So what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? So what does she do? Well, she gets a light, doesn't she? And she looks around the whole house trying to find the coin. She looks in every single nook and cranny. Up there, down there. She's a very, very good searcher. She has her light trying to find that. And what else does she do? Well, she gets a brush, doesn't she? She brushes and she tries to find this lost coin. She looks underneath all the pews. She looks behind the kneelers. She looks underneath the central heating pipe, trying to find her lost coin because she wants to remain faithful to it, because she loves this lost coin. Now, let's see what happens when she finds it, because it's very different to what my reaction would be if I was to find a penny piece. So verse 8 again. What woman, having lost 10 silver coins, if she loses one, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? The consequence? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbours, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. So what does she do? Well, she throws a party. She invites the whole of the village in and goes, yippee! Woohoo! I found my lost coin, the coin that was so precious to me. I'm going to have a party. I'm going to go and say to the villagers, come in, look at this lost coin that I had lost, the lost coin that I loved, the lost coin that meant so much to me. I had lost it, but I didn't give up. I got my light out. I got my broom out. I was faithful to it. I wanted to find it, and I did find it. Yippee! She was super excited. Now, why is that good news for us, 2016, in North Ferriby? Well, because this parable tells us what God is like. Look down at verse 10, our final verse in that parable, or listen along if you want to. Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So Jesus is saying that it's just like that when we become Christians, when God finds us and makes us a Christian. He throws a party in heaven and goes, yippee! You see, this coin stands for us. We are the lost coin. And this woman is God, earnestly searching, being faithful to the thing that she's lost. And in a similar way, God is super excited. As Almighty God, he is appropriately super excited when he finds us and searches us out. And it isn't by luck or by chance or by good fortune that the woman finds her coin. It's not by luck or by chance that God finds us, or that I indeed find my coin. But it's through searching, it's through diligence, and it's because of faithfulness. The woman went out, she was faithful to the coin, she used everything possible to find it. I searched out and found my coin, I used my eyes, but God is faithful to us. His and his faithfulness, his searching, is loving. So God is faithful. Even though we might choose to get lost, even though, spiritually speaking, some of us might have been down the back of the sofa for many, many years, underneath many sweetie wrappers and things from meals past and in the long time past as well. But God still comes to find us, even though we're far away. He gets the light out in the darkest place that we might be. And he comes to us because he is faithful. He faithfully searches for us. He faithfully comes to rescue us. And if we read the Bible, we will see that this pattern of God being faithful to his people isn't a one-off. It's not just happening in the case of Jesus and this parable. That's the whole story of the Bible, of the Bible. Him being intent, him being faithful to his people. And we see God's best and total faithfulness to us in the person of the Lord Jesus. And he does this not by getting a light out, not by getting a broom out, but he does this by getting another wooden piece out. He gets a cross out and puts his son on the cross. He finds us by sending his son to die for us. We see that God's faithfulness is not a light faithfulness, it is a sacrificial faithfulness. It's a faithfulness that comes at a high cost to him. He isn't just searching, he's not just sweeping. He sends his son to die. At Kirkella in the mornings, we've been enjoying being in the book of Genesis. And we were greatly encouraged in Genesis 3, right back in the garden, that God even then promises to be faithful, to send someone who will rescue his people and restore creation. And we see that eventually in the Gospels, that Jesus is the promised one. He is the faithful one. He is the one who's going to come and rescue these lost coins, these lost sheep, these lost people like you and me. And that he's faithful by dying on the cross, even to the point of death. That's how he shows his supreme faithfulness to us. So what should our response be this morning to this wonderful parable that has put a magnifying glass to our eyes, and we've seen how great God's faithfulness really is, his intense and true faithfulness. Well, maybe this morning, for some of you, you've seen this for the first time or for the first time in a long time. Maybe you've understood today through this wonderful imagery that Jesus presents, Jesus being the best storyteller ever by using the best images and the best characters. Maybe you've seen his faithfulness as God is faithful to us through him. Are you ready to be found by him? Maybe some of you might be down the back of the sofa in the dark wanting to be found. Well, this morning would be a wonderful morning to accept his faithfulness to you, to be ready to be searched out by him, to allow his light to come on your life. This would be a wonderful thing to talk about over lunch with your spouse, with your children, and with others. And we see that his faithfulness really is amazing. It is wondrous. And it should make our hearts sing and go, yippee. Probably not crack party poppers too many times because they make a mess. But there should be that joy in our hearts knowing that God, like the woman, went out and found us. Let's pray and thank God for his amazing faithfulness to us. Heavenly Father, thank you for the parable of the lost coin. Thank you for all that it tells us about you. Thank you that you are faithful, that you find us, even though we might be in the dark and down the back of the sofa. Thank you that you are excited. Thank you that you throw a party for us when we come to you. Thank you that we can see your true faithfulness to us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us eyes to see that this morning and hearts that are thankful. Amen.